Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, Matter Glad, Inner Sight, welcome. 97,218, I believe, is the count. People that have heard us all over the world, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. Inner Sight tells you the truth. Isn't it outrageous that the Democratic Convention, and I had this monitored, by the way, by one of the outstanding public relation people on this planet, Ira Tucker, who confirmed for us that not one word was mentioned about the disabled in this convention. The wannabe, the Miss Harris, Schumer, Cuomo, all of them. Not one word. It's a disgrace to this country that disabled people are allowed to exist without the benefit of the law that protects everybody else. And don't get me wrong, I'd venture to say that the Republicans are going to do the same thing. They're just as bad, maybe worse, because they're already in there. We already have a Republican president who, by the way, has not answered Inner Sight's inquiry on the internet. Neither him nor Biden has answered us. All we asked for was 10 minutes of their time on the phone to explain how the disabled community can serve this country. We can't join the Army or the Navy and all that, can't fight, but we can do other things. We can help cut the taxes and the deficit. And we have an idea how to start that. You know, make it a pilot program. The government likes pilot stuff, all right? Start it that way. Unbelievable how we are the forgotten people. That convention, the Democratic, and tonight starts the Republican, the Democratic convention proves that we're the forgotten people. You know, how many people are forgotten in nursing homes? How many people are forgotten who have applied for service dogs, who will be denied a dog? You can't even get the number of that because the agencies won't disclose it because there's no law to make them disclose it. But they'll raise $50,000 to $100,000 and keep the money and deny the person the dog, the safety, and interfere with your life. And the politicians do nothing about it. You know, we approached Senator Boyle here on Long Island. So far, he hasn't done a damn thing about it. It's been years. He keeps making excuses. You don't want to hear excuses when if somebody could interfere with your life, your eyes, your safety. You expect action, protection. And you get it. That is, unless you're disabled and that safety is translated into a service dog and you're denied that dog, then you don't get a damn thing. People make money on that denial. And the Democrats didn't mention one thing about that situation, the nursing homes, accessibility for people, you know, jobs. People can work from home now. How about all the equipment? Where's all the equipment they need? Does everybody have it? There's a Commission for the Blind in every state. There's a VESID in every state for the disabled. Are they reaching out to everybody and making sure everybody has equipment in their home? Get that job. Isn't that what they're there for? You know, They only do it when there's money in it for them. And they refuse, or they're not able to raise the money with the disabled being partners in that fundraising. That's what needs to be done. We should participate in the raising of the money that goes to help us. Inner sight around the world. That's a definite mad that these Democrats have not acknowledged us and mentioned one word. You know, and then when you have minority disabled, it's even worse. I got an email from somebody, one of the Democrats, mentioned Cory Booker, some of the other black prominent politicians. Mr. Obama, I believe, was mentioned, a couple of others. What have they done for the minority disabled? Have they ever protected one person who's been denied a service dog? Or one person in a nursing home? Have they ever gotten them out of there? These horrible programs. And then the other thing where you have to spend down your money. Too much money. How can a person get too much money today? Maybe the very wealthy, but certainly not the disabled. So you gotta figure out your life with your money and spend down the money if you want half-assed medical care. And that's exactly what it is, because look at all the people that have died supposedly from this virus. I wouldn't give you 2 cents for the medical profession the way it is. Maybe there's some good doctors. Profession as a whole, you can disband it, get rid of it. It's no good. You're better off with the holistic doctors. But there you have that situation. That spend down crap. It shows you what these politicians think of us. You know, disability benefits should not be based on income. It should be based on that the person is disabled. That would be so much easier to deal with. You know? Look at all the paperwork you would save. All the wear and tear, all the money. If you just determine that a person is disabled, you get an authoritative determination. You know? And that money should not be touched as long as that person is disabled. That money should belong to us. The government owes us that much for all the years that they haven't made things accessible. When we come back, I want to talk about another mad pertaining to the First Lady, Mrs. Trump. I got the email. All right, inner sight around the world. Brought to you by the Big East, the Kita Rescue. Little bear. My little bear took me to the mall today. Coolest cat. 609-388-7004. Big East, the Kita Rescue. And you can find them on the Facebook, Internet. And you call that number, you'll get their email. They're on Verizon with the email. Adopt an Akita. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch over them. Cherish them. Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, to mention a few of them. Go an extra mile for a child. All right, around the world, in a sight, Mr. Anthony Kennedy, our friend over there in Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. That's 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. All right. Yeah, around the world. Nobody stops on Long Island, my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. You can call him for dog food, cat food, and when he's able to do it, the medical help for your animal. 631-484-3085. All right, and thank you, Gary, for all your help. Inner Sight, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, Jimmy Sutton, TuraLawCenter.com, or it might be org, I don't know, but you can certainly find it. They're right next to the courthouse in Islip, New York. All right, so those are some of our friends. Around the world, Inner Sight, and you can find our ad in Able News. We got to revise that. All right. We have a couple of petitions. We're working on fixing up the nursing home petition. The other one is the service dog petition. The government allows the agencies that train service dogs to be unlicensed. No regulations. And yet they're in charge of a person's life and safety. Does that make sense to you? It certainly doesn't make sense to those of us who need them. So there you have another situation not addressed by the politicians. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And yes, I got an email from the White House telling me about an unveiling of a building that Mrs. Trump dedicated to the 100th year anniversary of women being able to vote. All right, great, great. We fought for the voting machines. Eyewitness News will attest to that. You can call Michelle Charlesworth. It was in the papers. It was a long, hard fight. The governor of New York at that time didn't want the voting machines, you see, so people could have privacy and accessibility. And we still got them. Despite him, you know, that's how these politicians are, care about us. That's why you need enforcement, you see. So Mrs. Trump dedicated this building, all right? Now, Mrs. Trump, dear, dear First Lady, what about all the women disabled in this country who don't have accessibility, who are in wheelchairs, who are denied service dogs, who are trapped in nursing homes because of these half-assed programs, and the agencies won't even put up a dime to help them. We have a situation now with our nursing home advocate trying to get her mom out, you know. She has to deal with a spend down. You know, she needs that money. Nobody should have to deal with monies being taken away from them on their disability. That should be our money for as long as we're disabled. So, you know, these programs are horrible. She has to look for, her mom is in a wheelchair. Use the wheelchair. She has to look for an accessible place. You can't just go to any apartment and say, hey, here's a couple hundred bucks binder. When can I move in? No. You know, oh, beautiful apartment. No. She has to have an accessible apartment. Mrs. Trump, why isn't there enforcement? The American Disability Act. Why isn't it enforced to make sure that every housing is accessible? Or that it could be made accessible very quickly? You see? With a phone call to an agency that should have a fund, and the government put up the half. That's how it should be. We shouldn't have to fight for accessibility. There should be enforcement. You know? The owner of the building doesn't want to make it accessible. You know? That should be against the law. People should be able to be arrested for that. I mean, you can make something accessible and still have a design that you like. You know, it doesn't have to be humdrum and look horrible. But there's no enforcement. And how about all those women, millions of them in this country, who don't have accessibility in one form or another? So we fought for the voting, inner sight, fought for the machines so people can have privacy. Mrs. Trump dedicated the building. Finish the job. Okay? Finish the job. Women who are not disabled have it. They have accessibility. Women who are disabled don't. So, Mrs. Trump, dear First Lady, are you going to be another politician that's going to do a half-assed job? Because that's what it is. I wouldn't vote for a half-assed job. I'll be honest with you. I like Donald Trump. But I'm not going to vote for anybody who doesn't give me something out of it. And I don't mean that personally. I mean everybody. The disabled community, the disabled person. And to do that, you've got to change this horrible system. You know, it's just unbelievably horrible that the money is there and people can't get help. I can't even get my medical for my guide dog. Even though the money is there, and they used me for all those years to raise all that money. You can be damn sure they made a profit on it. That's the Animal Medical Center, by the way, in New York City. They don't give a blind person the medical for their guide dog if you train your dog on your own. Where's the equality? You know, you create a building in honor of those who can vote. Fine. Beautiful. Where's the accessibility for all those who can vote who are disabled? You want them to vote for you, don't you? The way to do that is to make everything accessible, to listen to inner sight. Because you know what? We're not asking you for more money. We're asking you to get these agencies involved in raising the money. And therefore let the government cut back. And of course always be there as a backup. That has to be. But you see, that's the difference between us and some of these other agencies. And believe me, I love all the disabled. But I don't think they've gone about it in the right way. Because if you want people to help you, You got to help them. Okay? It works both ways. And that's what Inner Sight is about. Cut the taxes, let the agencies start raising the money, bring back the telethons. Those who are disabled can partner up with the agencies and go public and help raise the money. See, that way people see exactly where the money is going. When you donate money to an agency, you don't know where that money is going. When you donate to Inner Sight, you know where it's going.
Hello.
You know, and we've proved that time and time and time again.
Frank, can you hear me?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you hear me talking?
Can you hear me?
Come on, you say hello. That's nice, but wait till I finish.
Fantastic. Can you hear me? Oh, great.
All right, evidently she can't hear me. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, and we'll try to get some phone calls. But there you have it. We don't pull any punches. It's both parties. And in a sense, it's worse with the Republicans because they're already in office. They should do it now.
Can you hear me, Frank?
And get people to vote for them. Inner Sight.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, good. Thank God you can hear me.
So, while you're here, maybe you can do the Able News. I left it out.
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. We serve the community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in our large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Is the nursing home petition, is that complete?
Not yet. Frank, I'm doing everything.
All right. So it's not up there yet.
No, I'm having trouble with it, honestly.
All right. We have an idea at Inner Sight that would revolutionize the way people can stay out of nursing homes. And
hold on one second.
I would love to see the politicians get behind this and endorse it. You know, set up a fund with any agency. Inner Sight would love to start it. Set up a fund, and the trained volunteers that are already caretakers can participate on their time off, and you compensate them. You know, you pay their phone bill, car insurance, whatever it might be. So politicians want votes. Right? Look at all the people in the nursing homes, many of whom can vote, and all the relatives, and all the friends. Look at all the votes you'd get if you would endorse this program. And look at all the money you'd save. And look at all the taxpayers that would love you.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians are stupid. I'll tell you something. They're not
very smart. Very jaded today. I'll tell you something. I'm very angry. Very. About everybody today. I really am.
Well, your phone was good before. Now it sounds muffled. What happened?
I don't know. Is that better?
When you first came on, it was good.
Is that better?
No, it's still muffled.
My phone.
It was
sucks.
Good. It was good
Everything
2 minutes
sucks.
Ago.
Everything sucks. You want the truth? That's my life right now.
Now it's good.
That's
Keep it
my
like
life
that.
Right now. Just like that. Ah, hopefully it stays that way. Because you know why? I had trouble connecting. You're lucky I'm on the phone. You know why? Because I don't know. We had trouble with the internet. It wasn't even me, my phone. It was the internet in general in our house. Turned out something
yeah,
must
well,
have been in the air.
That's why I always say you can't rely on these computers.
Nah, I just think it's the area right now because of, you know, COVID and everybody being home and working from home a lot. We have a lot
yeah.
of usage in our area. And we also have a trucking station area, people going down the block. There, and then we have a lot of people in the bars down the block. They use internet, like the restaurants and the bars still. And I don't even want to talk about that.
Well, that's why everything should more, all the more, why everything should be accessible.
I'm grumpy today, very, about the whole kit and caboodle. And yet, I can't even get in touch with a congressman today to just get my Social Security. You know, I tried more than once today. I tried the phone company. I tried everybody today. And, yeah, I was 5 hours on a chat. 5 hours. I made sure I left it going and kept typing on it just to get my phone fixed. What is this?
Well, a lot of people are on vacation now, too.
No. I was 5 hours on a chat and kept getting disconnected, even on with the supervisor. I finally said, does it take 5 hours to get a damn phone fixed? I said more, but that's. Side point.
All right, so that's a mad.
Mad wasn't a mad. It was infuriating more than mad.
Well, yeah, another word for it.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
in the site.
I'm going to be nice on the phone.
213-816-1650 if you want to call
yeah.
in here. Say what you're
yes.
mad about or glad
Thank
about.
You.
The Republican.
Marines and Q.
Convention started tonight. Let's see if they will address the disabled. I mean, at this
I
point,
have an idea.
At this point, even if they say something bad about us, I'll take it.
I'd take it too.
You know,
well, I have one.
Because at least
say.
You can have a chance to challenge it.
I know we.
But
have
to say nothing and to do nothing. So apathetic.
It is true.
Yeah.
People are listening to us. That makes me feel good.
Yeah,
That's
they're
a
listening
plan.
To us.
Yes, they are.
All right, Intersight. What you said you had an idea about what?
Oh, it's a stupid idea, but that's how I feel today. Very stupid. I feel like, you know, getting everybody for charity in a boxing ring.
Getting what?
Everybody for charity in a boxing ring, okay? And agencies on one side and, you know, people for, you know, disabilities and all different rights and stuff. But you pick, you know, you don't, there's no right or wrong way of doing this. You just have random people, you know, and then all the money goes to charity. You can't. You know, pick and choose. It just goes to charity. You know, one organization controls it in a site. And it all goes to charity.
Well, you have to have a purpose. You have to have a message.
The purpose is, and the message is setting up the debit card system. Period. Done.
And you have to have the government back it up and demand that it happens. You know,
yes.
none of this wishy-washy,
No,
I
yes.
recommend. You know, you gotta have
yeah,
enforcement.
I was thinking.
If you
of
don't
a boxing,
have enforcement, you have nothing.
Thinking of boxing because it'll get people's, you know, pent up aggression and energy of hate out. You know, in more ways
well,
than one.
Well, if you have enforcement, you'll have energy. Believe me.
Oh yeah, you won't even need that. But you know what? It'll be good to be in events. You know, that you could watch, you know, on TV and have, you know, boxers unfortunately having to wear masks, you know, because of this crisis, and do what they have to, or build up their immunity, or get tested right before the match, you know, if they have.
Yeah, well, doctors in my book are in big trouble right now.
Oh, yes,
you know,
they are.
You know, what the hell are they doing?
I don't.
Every day on the news,
that.
they give you a count of how many people supposedly were infected by this virus and how many died and all that. That doesn't say much for doctors.
You want to know what I say right now, right here, and I will declare? Do something about it, the scientific community, everybody. Stop talking about it. Just do it. Don't count it. Do it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I'm getting freaked. I have to get COVID tested to just put a stupid little a pencil size, not even pencil size, you know, the inside of the ink of a pen, that little filth, that little tube on the inside. That's how big the stupid monitor is. That's it for me to have this heart monitor because I passed out twice in my bathroom.
All that stuff didn't save
like
people. I wonder how many people have heart implants who have died from this virus.
No, it's not an implant. It's not an implant. It's just a monitor. That's
whatever
what
you
is.
Call it.
It's under the skin. That's all it is. It's not inside of me. It's
well, that's invasive.
Yeah, I know. But I have to go there. They're putting
skin
me in a
order.
Non-COVID unit. Now, the funny thing is, my husband handed me something. He goes, this is from the census. And it's all in standard print. I can't even call this number. If I lived alone, I wouldn't even know the number to call for the census to be counted. They knocked on the door. I'm hearing impaired. Okay. I'm visually impaired. I can't read this notice. Do I get counted?
Yeah.
Am I angry today? Hell yeah. Infuriated.
I'd like to be counted in a different way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell
not
yeah.
Not the way the census counts you, in a different way.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Interstate, we have any phone calls?
Yes, we do.
Let's take a phone call.
Miss Maureen.
All right.
Our nursing home advocate, here she comes. Yep.
All right, Interstate, here we go.
Hello, Miss Maureen.
Hi, guys. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I went to see my mom today. So the girl brings me in. She had asked the other one, you know, is she down yet, meaning my mom. And the other one said, oh, yes, she's down. And then the one bringing me in proceeds to bring me to an empty table.
Oh, no.
So I'm thinking, I wonder why it's empty. So with that, I hear my mom going, Maureen. So then she brings me to the right table. My mom had no mask on. She's supposed to have a mask on. So I said to the one girl who worked there, I said, you know, isn't she supposed to have a mask on when she comes down? Oh, probably. Or some stupid answer like that. So finally they got her a mask. Then she told me, look at my leg. It's all, well, she's scratching it because, of course, she does have dry skin and it's probably hot there. So the nurse called the other night to say she saw her scratching it. So she put lotion on it. But my mom, well, I couldn't see it. She's going, come over here. I said, I can't. So her knees are all scratched up. How many times again, and the social worker is right there when she's saying it, is it, when can I go home? What day can I go home? It's just heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
Did you actually record it this time?
No, because I don't know if they'll let us bring in. They said not to, you know, bring in anything. You know, just like your pocketbook and stuff. So I don't know.
Well, your pocketbook—you can put it in your pocketbook, can't you? I'm serious.
Yeah, but they were supposed to be taking that and putting them in plastic bags. But I just carry a little case, like with my phone in it, that I wear around my neck. So
do you
I don't know.
To
and
have
today,
like
someone
a pocket in one of your tops, like a thin, you know, like a thin top that has a pocket in it or something.
Yeah, I have to get my digital recorder. I need batteries for it, and the other one is too big. So
just record a little bit of it, and then we'll put it on the petition. I'm serious.
Yeah, I mean, how many times the poor thing? And what's the other time? I mean, she's doing nothing. I'm here doing nothing. You know what I mean? It's just heartbreaking. We used to be together all the time. We had stuff we could talk about, and you know, there were worldly things. We watched TV together, and now we just counted the fish in the fish tank. You know,
but you know
just,
what? Home is where the heart is, right?
Yeah, well,
that's what I feel.
It should be at home, really. You know what I mean? It should be in a house like we used to have. I have to call this week because I heard on the radio the other day a show, and it was going off, but it's these two, Connors and Sullivan, lawyers about Medicaid, because it's going to all change on October 1st, the home care Medicaid. So you have to have it done by, like, September 30th. So I have to... They're in Middle Village, which is where we used to live. So I'm going to call them one day this week, probably tomorrow. But
don't give them any money. Any money. Who are they, lawyers?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give them any money.
I actually, as of now, I don't have a single penny in my checking account.
Well, they don't care about that.
Account.
They may still ask
you
for money.
The only thing I have is some money in my purse. Just to have it. That's it.
Don't give them it.
I'm sorry?
Don't give them that.
No, because I need it, you know. I need that money. I only have I have it in my purse, but the checking account is knocked out.
You know how much I have right now? Negative. I'm negative. Negative right
now.
Negative, right?
Yeah, I've been there, too. Yep, I know, I've been negative, too. It's just heartbreaking. My mom was all her life. So she retired
That's
in
right.
95, and this is what you get, you know?
I know.
No, it's just awful. It's
not only heartbreaking.
Awful. She was tired.
It's criminal.
It is. It really is. I'm sitting there thinking, this is really cool and inhumane that we can't be together in a house like we used to be, enjoying our lives, you know? She was tired. I've been tired the last couple of days. I just keep falling asleep here. But it's just horrible. Horrible, you know? Oh, and the person at the table next to us had a bag of stuff. So I have to see. I'm going to call tomorrow and ask if that was food. Because if that was food, then she should be able to get her food, too. You know?
Oh.
Alice, I spoke with Alice. She told me she can get you, if you get an apartment, she can get you a grant for 1 month's rent.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, she had told me that.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Alice,
you got to get a place.
I like her.
And I called the place that she had called Be My Eyes the other night. It was an apartment, search for apartment. So it sounded good, and I called it the next day. Now, it was supposedly in Forest Hills. It was in Corona, which is not a good neighborhood, you know, and that's where a lot of people died in Corona. So I didn't want to go from frying pan.
Well, that doesn't
fire,
mean you're
going to
die in Corona.
No, that means...
No, but I don't want to go to where... It's not a good neighborhood anyway. Corona, Queens is not good.
Also, visually impaired. She doesn't have a dog. She doesn't have anything like that. She has to travel for her mom. There's a lot of variables, Frank.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my mom would be with me, but still, you know, if we had the apartment.
Maureen, you want a guide dog?
No, I don't want to go to. No, I don't have a dog. I have just a cane.
I said, do you want one?
I only have. Oh. Well, maybe when we get settled. The apartment here is too small for a dog. Really, it wouldn't be right for the dog. When we get settled, maybe I'd look into getting a dog, you know? Maybe, you know, but right
that
now...
That would be a good idea.
Yeah. So, I could, you know, look into... It's just sad. Oh, and then she was the last one to go up. I don't know if they let us have a little extra time. In fact, I got the call for the accessor ride. That's how I knew it was past time. So then the social worker... Yeah, the social worker brought her to the elevator and left her there while he brought me. And the accessor ride was just pulling up, so that worked out good. But it was heartbreaking to leave her there, you know?
He's
going, be careful, I love you, be careful, you know?
Aww.
It's just heartbreaking, you know?
I know.
So I get to see her again Wednesday, so
Well, at least you get to see the Wednesday.
I'm
sorry, stupid morons haven't called me, told me when I could see my mom yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully it'll be soon,
I
too,
think
you
the 18th,
know.
The 18th of September. You believe that?
Mm. Wow, wow.
And we made it short
of
that.
18th of September. Wow, that's still a few weeks away.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And if somebody gets sick again, it gets another 28 days back. Mm-hmm. We got to sue
yeah.
for this. I'm sorry, Frank. I got to sue for this. This is now the second pushback. If it gets pushed back the third time, I'm suing. I'm suing Andy. I really am.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just horrible. It just really is horrible.
The staff
you know,
could go in and
thinking
out
about it.
With their germs, but we can't see our family.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm suing Andy. I'm sorry.
It's just because, I mean, they're still out protesting. Look what's going on in the country, and we couldn't see our loved ones, you know?
Boy, will I be doing Andy.
Mm-hmm. Hit him over the head with one of his books.
No. Mm-hmm. He'll just be smacked with a really large lawsuit. That's all.
With a what?
Book
a lawsuit, yeah, I know.
Oh,
he
can't
have so many lawsuits going because the restaurant people are suing and the gym people were suing and... There's a reason they're keeping the city shut down. You know what I mean?
It's a reason why he's keeping people out of the nursing home so we don't see all the deaths. Hmm? Everybody realize that? Come on, everybody.
I know.
It's underreported,
admit it, you know?
Who stepped?
It's
wait, I missed that. What happened?
Well, listen. My mom's nursing home has every nursing home in the state, let's put it that way, in New York State, has to, Andy made sure to it, Andrew Cuomo, I should say, our governor, made sure that if any worker goes in there and displays symptoms and then is tested positive for COVID, okay, then it's 28 days. You have to be
I don't mean that. I mean, Maureen, did you say somebody quit in the city?
No, I said I don't know why he's keeping it shut down, the city. I don't know why he's...
Oh, shut down.
Keeping it shut down, the restaurants and the gyms and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a while back, when this thing started or shortly after, I believe the health commissioner in New York City resigned.
Oh, well, that doctor,
he
that woman doctor, she that... That Barbeau one, the Barbeau one, she left.
Yeah.
Because she and the mayor were at odds and everything, so they're always into fighting, you know?
No.
Everybody,
I know
that's why
is.
Nothing
I
gets accomplished.
I know what it is. I realize what Andy wants to do. I realize what Andrew wants to do. He wants everybody to be fooled. Okay, I'm sorry. All these politicians are getting on my nerves right now, every single one of them. Democrat, Republican,
he wants
or whatever you belong to. He wants everybody to be fooled. Everybody. Okay? He
no,
wants
you know what it
to
is?
Fooled. Yeah. What?
He wants the economy to tank so that he can blame Trump and say, oh, he didn't give us the federal money that we wanted. But he was praising him at the beginning for what he gave. You know?
Oh, no. I think he wants everybody to think that he saved New York and that he would be a better choice when it comes to 2024.
Daddy, what? Say that again.
He would be a better
say
choice
again.
When it comes to 2024.
I don't know.
With Kamala.
You know. Oh, God, please. I could not vote for Biden.
Well,
the
politicians were always bad. You know, now that this pandemic is here,
they're pointing fingers,
they
right?
become even worse for us.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't care about us.
You know, and we've said that many a times. It's bad enough. We said it on Eyewitness News that it's bad enough, but it's even a thousand times worse when you're disabled and you don't have the basics.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they're all making excuses. Oh, we can't do this because of the virus.
That's right. Mm.
They use it as an excuse.
I don't know how the World Health Organization didn't see it coming. The World Health Organization, they had to have known about this, you know? This is something else.
Well, it was their job to know about it. They didn't know it, then they didn't do their job.
That's right.
Partially,
because it should have been stopped originally.
They knew. But I think China also hit a lot, too. I hate to say it. They did.
Yeah.
They really did.
Of course.
But it's also their job to know.
Mm.
Combination.
That's right. That's why it's called the World Health Organization. Mm-hmm.
Because the world has a responsibility. Has a responsibility to inform each other of things like this. I'm sorry.
That's what they're there for.
Yes.
That's what they're there
for.
That's
the world's
you know?
Responsibility is. Yeah.
Somebody wanted my brother to join the UN.
No way.
They picked the wrong guy, believe me.
Oh, yes, they did. Who said that, man? Oh, man.
Some guy
you know, speaking of,
in the UN.
Remember
really?
Years ago they used to have the...
They really did.
They used to have the Special Olympics for the handicapped people. Remember that?
Oh, what?
When years ago they used to have the Special Olympics for disabled people.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember.
I think that was done away with, too, a few years ago, right? They don't have that anymore.
Oh, no. I think they have some of it. Why?
Yeah, I thought they did away with that.
They have some Special Olympics, and then they have, well, you mean the New York State thing? The New York State, the Empire State Games, you mean?
No, I don't know. The one that Schreiber put together.
What's so special about the Olympics?
Exactly.
No, it was Special Olympics for, you know, disabled people, so they could do sports.
Yeah, I know, but why don't they put everybody, let everybody participate in a regular Olympics?
That's what I say. Why don't we all be together and be
segregate?
That's right. We're all segregated.
And how many disabled people do you see on TV shows? You don't see any blind person on a TV show,
right? You know, it really is getting ridiculous. I get really, really fed up with all this. You know, I really wish one day, and sometimes I hate to just please come and walk in my shoes for, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Innocent. We have any other phone calls?
No.
All right. I'm mad. I'm damn ass mad that all of these blind agencies haven't helped Maureen. Where the hell are they? Why don't they help her? And all blind people who are in this situation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do a damn thing.
They don't care.
No.
I mean, they could help her find an apartment. They got all the damn computers, all the information and everything. They could help her. They could put up the first binder. You know, John Corrado, a beautiful, beautiful guy, put up my first month's rent. You think the damn blind agencies would do it? You know?
Yeah.
He put up my first month's rent because he was concerned that I was being evicted. How do you like this?
That's right. I know.
It's a damn disgrace that people have to do that, that these blind agencies don't do a damn thing for us.
That's right. They don't give.
Not even the agencies who are supposed to do things do it right.
Yeah. You know what, Maureen? You ought to make a few phone calls tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tell them you need an apartment for your mother to get your mother out of the nursing home.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it.
Call the blind places.
Damn
call
right.
Call the blind organization.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
really
hell
should.
Yeah. Tell them you need somebody to help you find an apartment.
That's
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you need the money to put down a deposit on an apartment.
Right. Right.
Just see what they say.
Yeah. Yeah, just to see what they say even, you know, because
sure,
it could be
lose?
Helpful.
That's good. I mean,
use the virus. Oh, because of the virus, I don't have any money.
You know,
right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's damn true. They didn't send the stimulus. It's damn true.
I thought that we were going to get. I thought we were going to get another one, but I guess not now.
No, we're not
too busy with
food.
Other stuff.
No, we're not getting food.
I would call them and I would use it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll tell Michelle. Maybe because you know, if you say because of the virus, Michelle might be able to make a story out of it.
Yeah.
Well, I think it certainly is because of the virus. I'd be, you know, that's the truth. I mean.
Damn right, it's true. Where the hell where's the stimulus money?
Right now, she's unable to get her mom out, and people are suffering, and yet people
damn
are
right.
going.
And you're afraid your mother's
going to
get the virus again in that damn place.
That's
right. Yeah.
She got it once. You know, Maureen, you got to use this. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. I have to. I'll call them tomorrow. I'll call the commissioner.
You
got to
use
this
more. Your mom got the virus.
Yeah.
You want to get her out of there. You don't have the money.
No.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's
I really am worried
that's
about
that's the situation that you're in, man.
Yeah. I mean,
you gotta
I
be
really
more. You gotta stand up
get
more.
Get
I'm telling you.
Yeah. And then I can't even.
And we'll back you up.
She goes, "Can you fix my sock?" I said, "I can't. I mean, it's so pitiful. We can't even touch them. We can't kiss them. We can't. This is unreal. You know what
well,
I mean?
Out of hell
it's
with
unreal.
That, man. I wouldn't let them stop me. I'd be right there hugging her.
You know.
What are they gonna do
when
to
they
you?
Say all this crap. When they say all this crap of, oh, there'll be 300 and some odd thousand deaths before, what good is telling us that? There's nothing we can do about it. So why do they have to put on all that garbage? You know what I mean? There's nothing we can do about it. So why keep telling us all
there
could
be 300
deaths?
There's a lot they can do about it. They don't recognize it.
They were. And we don't even know how many people died of the virus because others were clumped in with them too, you know?
You know what
and
they should have in these nursing homes? I'll tell you what they should have. Oil of oregano screens.
Mm.
Put a screen up. Put a drop of oil of oregano on it.
Yeah.
That's what they should have. In every damn room.
That's what they
one
should.
Drop.
Mm-hmm. You know,
to protect people.
And she kept taking the other mask down because the mask, I'm getting itchy around my mouth from it. The mask. It keeps falling off
maybe
my little Irish nose.
Whatever you got on that mask.
What happens is that?
Maybe that particular mask is making you, has a something that you're allergic to. I don't know.
I've tried different ones. Because they don't even stay on my little Irish nose. They, they fall off.
Maybe, have you washed it lately? You have to wash them.
No, this was a brand new one. I usually get brand new ones. I only washed one the other night and wore it. But these are all different ones, the surgical ones. She took hers off a couple times today. I said, no, not off, but had it down
you
by the chin.
Do you have a cloth one?
Yeah, Mom.
Do you have a cloth one?
Hmm?
You buy cloth ones or do you buy surgical ones? Like
both.
Throw
away. Both. They just do not.
The,
even the ones that have
cloth ones, you buy them and wash them in there. And then
you buy them what?
You buy them when you buy them brand new in case somebody's tried it on or whatever. And then I would there's like something called a like an act.
I can't. Your phone's got no muffles.
Oh God, not again! I hate this.
Yeah, that phone.
No,
there's like
an
acne syndrome that's coming from the mask. By the way.
Maureen, we're gonna move on. We got a few minutes, so thank you for calling in. And like I said, you know, use it.
Yeah,
use
it.
You know? I'll get them.
In fact, I'll make a call or two for you tomorrow too.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll call and I'll see what they have to say.
All right.
You know,
I'm gonna call Newsday and see if they'll do a story on it. They should.
Okay. Yeah, they should.
A lot of people are suffering now because they didn't get another stimulus.
Very
yeah.
much so.
But it's worse
I think
when
he,
your relative is stuck in a nursing home.
I think he was all set to give one, but the others stopped it. I really do. I think he was going to give
another
one. But
both are, can't, you know, make up their minds. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, all they're worried about is this stupid election, honestly. That's all they're worried about.
Well, then they did the unemployment thing, but not everybody worked. You know what I mean? The stimulus was good.
Well, how about not everybody can work?
Like us.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. So the stimulus was good, but the others were so busy with the unemployment thing. That's what they were concerned about, the Democrats, you know. But the stimulus was good for everybody,
but yet,
you know.
New York is not giving an unemployment boost. How do you like that one?
Oh, yeah, well, look who's at the helm.
All right, Inner Sight.
I don't like that.
tomorrow night is open mic,
guys.
By the way.
Take care.
All right, thank you, Maureen.
Okay, you too, guys. Take care. Bye.
And Wednesday and Thursday, we'll dream up some juicy subjects.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's just outrageous. And I can't get over. And I mentioned it in the outset, but, you know, it's worth mentioning again. Not one word at the Democratic presidential convention about the disabled. And I know that for a fact because my good friend Ira Tucker monitored the whole convention.
Did I?
So I know for a fact that they didn't mention us once. How do you like that?
Yeah.
And they want us to vote for them?
I know.
No way. And the same thing goes for the Republicans. If you don't acknowledge us and help us and change this system, don't expect people to vote for you. That's my message right now to the presidential campaign. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You want to call and you got a few minutes. Mad or glad Monday.
Yeah,
what did you say?
We wrote letters, and what did it get us? Got us
nothing.
We wrote
to both.
Yes, we did.
Trump and Biden. All we asked for was a phone call to explain what the idea we had. And we said in the letter, we know how you can get millions of votes, and they didn't even acknowledge it.
That's right. Yeah.
So there you have it. World, you know, whatever's going to be is going to be anyway, but you know, the fight will go on beyond November and January and everything else.
That's correct.
And Inner Sight will keep pumping the system, and we're hoping to start that new show on YouTube, which should help a lot.
Yes, we are.
And if it has to be that someone will step up and donate $10 or $20 million to Inner Sight so we can start this thing on our own, let it be.
That's right.
Let it be that way. If the politicians won't do it, we'll do it.
Yes. I mean, I feel that way also, Frank. I mean, one day we will prevail. I feel strong about it. You know, I really do. And I feel this will happen.
We're headed toward 100,000 listeners. So.
Yeah, we are.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thanks for listening. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. If you want to help Suzanne with Dr. Calipay, call the number and leave your name and number. We'll call you back and we'll tell you where to make out a check to. GoFundMe should be up shortly. All right, thank you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled around the world. Inner Sight, 97,000 plus.
Yeah.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.